Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Pittsburgh Steeler fans, welcome to a SCO show. However, this time you'll be sitting here with Big Bro SCO from the SCO Bro show. But tonight with me, I have my son, Kyle, otherwise known as SCO 2.0. Kyle, how is everything this evening?
I'm doing good.
Okay. Hey, we're here tonight on during the bye week because we are working on putting together some different podcasts from some of the different guys on the platform. And we're kind of talking about the Steelers and where we see the Steelers at this point in the season, what's gone well, what's not gone well, what has been surprises and things like that. So I decided tonight I'd bring Kyle on with me, and we kind of both share our thoughts so far as we have basically seen every game of the season together so far. So we're going to start out with Kyle. What's kind of your overall thoughts on the Steelers as they go into their bye week after week six, sitting at 3-3?
It's been a little shaky, but there's a lot of room for improvement, and I expect the improvements to be made.
Yeah, I get what you're saying there, because, you know, for me, I'm looking at it as I knew there were going to be some growing pains with this team, especially with all the turnover on the offensive line. Some new players to the game, you know, like running back Najee Harris and tight end Pat from
Freiermuth.
Yeah, I wanted to say vermouth, and I'm like, no, that's the alcoholic drink, you know, not the, you know, Freiermuth, you know. So we've got some new players in the game. It was shaky, and at 1-3, I was really starting to worry about this team. But the past 2 weeks, they really kind of picked it up and made some improvements, which is actually what I was hoping to see as the year went on, to the team to gel a little bit and do some things better. So totally get and understand what you mean by that. So, all right. Right now, and looking at the team, Kyle, offensively, who do you feel has been the MVP of this team offensively so far?
I definitely got to go with Najee. His addition to the running game and enabling it and opening up the passing game has just been incredible. It's what we didn't have last season.
Yeah, I see what you're saying there, because really he's helped verify, you know, hey, the Steelers did make a wise choice with that later in the first round draft pick, and it has made some improvements, especially the past couple of weeks. Once we've seen what happens when we can get some better blocking for him, it's been even better as that offensive line's continued to go around. I like your pick, but I was actually going to go a slightly different route with my offensive MVP right now. I kind of feel like Deontay Johnson is worthy of some MVP consideration on the offense. A lot of stuff really runs through him. He's had some big plays. I see him as being kind of the cornerstone of that wide receiver core. And we're going to continue to need to see that with him now that Juju Smith-Schuster is out for the rest of the year. So I'm going to go with Deontay Johnson on the offensive MVP. Let's take a minute, switch sides of the ball here. Let's go over on the defensive side of things. And, you know, kind of who are you seeing right now as your defensive MVP of this team?
Cam Hayward's just been tearing it up. Statistically, he's been up there with Aaron Donald, the former defensive player of the year. He's got 5, I think, passes defended, batted down at the line, several sacks, and is just putting a lot of pressure on quarterbacks.
Again, I can't necessarily disagree with your pick. Of course, I'm going a different route, and maybe this is me just being the, you know, taking into consideration the game that just happened, but I'm still going with TJ Watt as the defensive MVP of this team. When a guy can take your team and basically in the overtime period the other night be the reason that the Steelers win that game, he totally turned that game around when folks were really wondering if the Steelers were going to be able to pull that off.
Especially if that can be close to his normal and he's been dinged up a little bit. If that's close to his normal and he can continue doing that, he's going to be a great player this year.
Yep. Agree. You know, it's kind of hard to give these things after only 6 games.
Yeah.
And so you're kind of right. I'm kind of projecting my forward as we've had a couple really good games from TJ there. And I expect there to be a lot more of those games. I actually, you made me a little more of a believer totally with your pick now, because we've pretty much seen fantastic play from Cameron Hayward every single game. It may not be the game-changing type of plays every game like you see from TJ Watt, but it's been really solid play. Kyle, what so far with the Steelers this year, what's been your biggest surprise, whether that be a player, a position group, a particular game, anything like that? What surprised you the most about this team?
The quick improvement of the offensive line and run game have really surprised me. I knew it was going to be better than last year, but I didn't think it'd be this good this fast.
Yeah. Again, really understand, because, you know, I know there are a lot of guys on the Behind the Steel Curtain's website, your one-stop shop for all things Pittsburgh Steelers. A lot of the guys on there, you know, kind of have, through the offseason, preached patience with this group. And it actually has been nice to see in weeks 5 and 6 a real noticeable improvement in both the run blocking and then the overall yardage gained in the run game. Biggest surprise for me. It's a tough one. There's a couple different ways I could go here. I might say for me, my surprise is kind of with some of the turnover we had in the secondary, kind of how quickly those guys gel. True, we have given up some big plays here and there, but we have seen some really nice play from the guys in the defensive backfield. You know, there are a lot of people that are talking, hey, does this mean, you know, Trey Norwood had a fantastic game the other night. And folks are, oh, does this mean we're going to see more? I'm not sure it necessarily means we're going to see more of Trey Norwood unless it's situation specific. I think they've done a real nice job with taking some of these young guys in the secondary and really trying to put them in a in an area where they're using their talents to the best, you know, playing to their talents. So, Kyle, what's been your biggest disappointment for the season so far?
Alex Highsmith hasn't performed as well as we were expecting him to after last season. He did get a sack last game.
Sack and a half last game.
And I'd like to see that continue.
Yeah, he'd spent a lot of time getting close and around the quarterback and things like that. It was really nice to see him be a little more dominant in the last game. And if that continues, then I would imagine that at the end of the year, he's not going to be on your disappointment list.
Yeah, he's also been a little dinged up as well.
Mm-hmm. Biggest disappointment for me has got to be I'm going to talk about the defensive line overall, but really what I'm talking about in terms of the defensive line is the drop off that we've had without Stephon Tuitt in the lineup since he's been on IR and after the loss of Tyson Alualu. The other guys that we have there, I feel are great situational guys, but I liked having either Alualu or Tuitt in there most of the time next to Cameron Hayward to go along with Cameron Hayward's dominance. So you basically have two dominant defensive linemen there, not just guys that are kind of getting there, filling in or can rush well, but not defend the run well, or they can defend the run well, but they don't rush the passer well.
Guys that can do a little more than just take up a man.
Yeah. So, you know, that's been a little bit of a disappointment. My hope is we soon get Stephon Tuitt back off of IR so that then we can leave kind of those rotational guys just as that, rotational guys. So, Kyle, what's been the best moment or your favorite moment of the season so far for the Steelers?
Got to be the Denver game. I finally got to go to Heinz Field and watch the Steelers win and some of the excellent plays like that first touchdown to Deontay Johnson, the one you called with Claypool having the mismatch, getting 15, 20 yards off of that one.
Let's try closer to 50.
50, yeah. And watching Pierre get that game-sealing interception in the end zone.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And because folks probably won't understand that the play I was talking about there with Claypool one, Kyle and I are sitting there and Claypool comes in motion across the line. And I turned to Kyle and said, oh, they got to throw it to Claypool. I'd take that matchup all day because I could see he was matched up on a linebacker.
I think it might have been Von Miller.
And
too.
They run a slant over the middle to Claypool and he gets down inside the 10-yard line for about 50 yards. And that it was a real pretty play. My best moment of the year so far, again, I'm going to go a little more broad on this. To me, what has made me most excited about this year is the number of 10-plus yard running plays. The number of plays where the Steelers have run the ball for 10-plus yards. Actually, I could even go beyond that. I could go for the number of running plays the Steelers have gained 6-plus yards.
Yeah.
Because being able to hand the ball off to Najee on first down and get 5 or 6 yards and be left with 2nd and 4 or 2nd and 5 has just been huge for me. So for me, that's been exactly what I've been wanting to see. And if the Steelers can continue that stuff going forward, they're going to have a great season. Kyle, we talked about the best. Let's go to the worst moment so far for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
To go along with Jesse James catching the ball, we now have Joe Hayden was not offsides.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm going to 100% agree with that one. Joe Hayden was not offsides. The Minka Fitzpatrick touchdown against Green Bay should have stood, and that might have been then a totally different ball game from what we saw. You're right.
A beautiful play. I don't I don't even think Joe Haden got a piece of that ball, but loved the effort.
Yeah.
And
it was easy to see in replay that he and Minka had were right off with the snap, but they got penalized because the Green Bay line didn't react right away. But the ball had been snapped. Anyway, we can't go on about that. But, yeah, to me, that was the worst moment. Kind of to get ready and wrap things up here, Kyle, is a real quick question is, you know, where do you see the Steelers going for here, from here? How do you see the rest of their season kind of playing out?
Well, I think where they need to go is on a winning streak. That's for sure. Can they do that? I think they might be able to and keep improving where they need to improve.
Yeah, I'm wanting to see them continue to improve the offensive line, continue to make improvements, to continue to open up holes for the run game, be better in their pass protection like they've been, because we had a couple games early in the season where Ben was getting hit a lot. Now Ben's not getting hit quite as much. We're getting some more push on that line in the run game. We're opening up some holes. I'd like to see that continue to go. I really want to see that. Then the other thing I want to see, I'd say defensively, the Steelers are going to as long as they can avoid major injuries, they're going to be solid. If they would happen to be able to get Tuitt back into the lineup, I think they can become even better than solid, and come back to being more, even more dominant. Do I see the Steelers? The Steelers are, in my opinion, you can weigh in on this too quick, Kyle. They're going to be a borderline playoff team. I see them probably as a wild card, or have at least a shot at a wild card. I don't know that they're going to be able to pull off another division victory here, and be atop the AFC North. They could, but that I'm not coming right out and predicting that. I'm predicting the Steelers, get their way into the playoffs as maybe a 6 or 7 seed.
Yeah, I think that if they continue to improve, at worst, they will lose the division at the very worst by 3 games. And I think they could be a 5 or 6 seed into the playoffs.
Okay.
We do have a fairly tough schedule, but they can keep improving on the rate they are.
All right. So, Kyle, I appreciate you coming out with me here and talking a little bit of Steelers and kind of where we see them right now. It's just a couple of I'll call us this since we live where we do, a couple of hillbillies out here in the mountains of Western Maryland, talking about Steeler football and where we see the Steelers right now. We appreciate it. SCO 2.0, is there any particular thing you want to say here at the very end of this?
Hashtag pay Kyle. I did another article this year.
Yep. So those of you out there knew you'd want to hear that from Kyle, hashtag pay yep. Kyle.
Did the Green Bay game.
Hey, we are appreciative of all you out there and hanging out with us. Sorry it's the bye week. You got to go a week without Steeler football, but you know what? Another week after that, they'll be back. And you know what Big Brosco says about that, right? Can't wait.